We have a great, great zechus every year to have a shir, a shmuz from Rabbi Parnas. The JEC guys can certainly tell you, Rabbi Parnas talks straight. There aren't so many rabbeim out there, b'chol, who talk as straight as Rabbi Parnas. What's amazing is, you know, a lot of the issues that people sweep under the rug and don't talk about, Rabbi Parnas has pure, total integrity. He cares about his talmidim unbelievably. A couple of years ago, I said a story. I was getting on a plane, and I was with the guy next to me. He said he lives in Eretz Yisrael today and is a frum person because Rabbi Parnas, in the early 80s, got him into yeshiva. Is a person who cares deeply, deeply, deeply about his talmidim, cares deeply, deeply, deeply about the issues that most people just, you go 4 years in high school and never hear that, never hear about it. He deals with the reality of Asher Husham, what's going on in the world. And he's one person who says it's straighter than anyone I know. So, Be'ezras Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we zocha to hear Divrei Musar, his Soros, from Rabbi Parnas.
I apologize, first of all, if I pulled any of you guys out of bed or sheer. I don't know how this came to be, that I would be featured speaker every year. I don't recall the history of it, how it began. I don't remember. Whatever. First, I'll tell you a quick vart. Yaakov Avinu tells his sons that you cannot take Binyamin along because lest something happen to him. V'karoh ason, an accident may happen to him. When the brothers repeat the story to Yosef, not knowing he's Yosef, they also repeated the story and said, V'karohu ason. However, if anyone would look carefully, there's a difference in spelling. Anyone know? The first time it says V'karohu ason with an aleph, then a. When they repeat it to Yosef, it's V'karohu without an aleph. Thank you very much. What's the chilek? What's the difference? So Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch says, Amar de Gavar. By Jews, there's no such thing as mikra, as happenstance. Everything is min hashamayim, it's pasherit. So therefore, in the core of every happening, there's a kara, a kuf, resh, aleph. It's a SMS, you call it? What do you call it? From God. It's a messaging from God. So when Yaakov told them, something may happen to him. He didn't mean mikra the way it's used today, just by chance. It'll be kara, whatever happens to us is a calling. But when they repeat it, they figured they're talking to a non-Jew, a Gentile king. He doesn't understand hashgacha pratis, that every last thing that happens to a human being is basher. So they use the word v'karahu. Actually, in this week's parsha, what does it say? Come around and gather, and I'll tell you what will happen at the end of days. One would expect that the spelling should be Esa Sheyekro Eschem with a hey, Mikrehu. But it says with an aleph. Because when he's telling them the future, he's telling them whatever happens to you is a message from Hashem. That's the Vart. I told the guys in JC, but it's such an incredible thing that happened that I have to repeat it just for Chizuk and Emunah Bashem. I was scheduled to leave, what are we, Thursday, right? Scheduled to leave Tuesday from school. The guy drove me, I raffled it off to the nicest car, would drive me to the airport. I made a bracha ready to. So, I come there, I'm checking in. 1:15 is the flight. I come about 11:15. I have one of these dumb phones, right? If you want to stay smart, I have a dumb phone. So I get a message, a group message from the family that, you know, my parents are elderly and we take turns taking care of them, going there in the afternoons, going for Shabbos, and get a group message that no one's by Iman Abba. Is there anyone available to visit? So, you know, I'm checking in my baggage, you know, I'm not responding. I see the texting coming in from this, my brother, my sister, da, da. No one's able to go. So, hey. 30 seconds later, the guy at the counter says, "Sir, would you volunteer to be bumped?" Now, this never happened to me. So I said, "Well, what's, you know, I'm a Jew, what's the deal?" He says, "Well, we'll give you $1,300 or a free ticket, and we'll send a cab for you to go wherever you're going now, and another cab to bring you back to the airport later." Ding. I texted everyone, "I'll be there." I got text back, "What happened? What happened to your plane ride? What happened?" I said, "I'll explain. I can't text that fast. I'll explain it in person." That's what happened when I landed a couple hours later. But the message, I think, is, I was thinking about it, Hashgacha. You know, there are billions of people in the world. There are billions of people. All right? As a matter of fact, I was curious to watch what would happen after me. I said, there are 30 people online after me. What's the guy going to do? Hello, a Jewish company is going to give away $30,000, more, $40,000? And I'm watching. 12 people were offered. All right, so I'm waiting, and they start calling out names. Come on up, and then I hear screaming, irate. "You promised me, and now you're taking it back." You know, typical El Al style, they didn't explain to you that they could rescind it until 12:30. And I'm waiting, all right. I told all my family that I'm coming. What's going to happen? Anyway, 3 out of the 12 got the offer. I was one of them. You guys have a year here. That's what I want to tell you. You guys have a year, an offer, an amazing year. They call it a gap year in the Gentile, in the secular world, right? It's a gap year, right? If you Google gap year, you'll find, what does a person do? So he goes to Mozambique, and he goes here, and he builds huts, and he, who knows what, right? We have a God awareness program, a gap year. And one of the best places in the country is to come here. The Rambam writes that, I don't know what you guys think of when Mashiach's coming, what's going to happen. I don't know. There's still going to be basketball. Life is going to go on. You know what the difference is? Difference is that tug, that pull that everyone fights with, that tug is going to ease up. So you know what? Now's the best generation to be in, guys. Now's the best generation. Who has an iPhone on them? You have an Apple or iPhone? Right. You see this guy over here? An Apple? You see an Apple, yeah? Why an apple and why a bite of the apple? Does anyone know why? Anybody? Not one person? Come on. Man, you got a good year. No one knows why? Did anyone ask the Shiloh even? Or you assume, big deal, that's the apple sign. No one asked. You got to ask everything. I'm Shiggy, so I asked. One night I said to the guy, I make them put their phones down before class. Everyone knows I have my chart with your name. You got to put your phone down. If your phone's not down, you mark the absent because you're really not there. If you have your phone, you're not here, right? You know what teretz I got? I told the guy to Google it. So there are many teretz. But I like this teretz. Apple will not give out the secret of why it happened. Who knows? One guy tells me, and he looked it up, he showed it to me. Because by the Goyim, you know what the Eitz HaDa'as was? Now, we don't have that. We have either Nesra, Gachita, Taina, Geffen. We don't have any pshat, as far as I know, of an apple. But the Gentile world has an apple. I don't know if you ever heard that, Adam. Adam's apple, right? Adam's apple. Apple. And the bite in the apple is who? Adam Arishon ate from the apple. And he got das, knowledge. So that's the symbol. But it's so perfect because that's when Taiva entered the world. It's so perfect. That's the apple, the symbol of an eaten, bitten apple is the symbol of Taiva. Most Rishonim learned that Eitz HaDaas brought Taiva into the world in such a strong way. It used to be external, now it's internal. The same way today, if you want to do good, you can do good. You can do good, but it's a struggle. Before eating from the Eitz HaDaas, doing Ra, doing Avera was difficult. You have to think about doing it. And that's what's going to happen, the Ramban says, when Mashiach comes. So guys, you want to hop around, you're Jewish, right? Everyone wants, why are Jews good at business? We've done segels, Shlita says. Why are Jews good at business? Because we're smarter? No. Japanese are gone smart. Why are we such good businessmen? You know why? Because we were sent to this world to do business, to make a lot. But our goof gets mixed messages, make a lot of money. What's the name of this week's parsha? That we know? Vayechi. What happened in Vayechi? Everyone died. Strange name for a parsha where everyone dies. Chayei Sarah. Chayei Sarah. What happens in Chayei Sarah? She dies. Is it a euphemism? What's the idea of calling it Vayechi and calling it Chayei Sarah? Because that's the real life. The real life is not here. The real life is there. So Vayechi Yaakov, that's right. Chayei Sarah, that's the real life. That's the real deal. That's why it's called Vayechi and it's called Chayei Sarah. Because that's what it's all about. And that's what this year is all about. You have a, so to speak, a pre-messianic experience. What do you think is going to go on? Anyone here paying a mortgage? Who's paying a mortgage? Who's worried about daigas? Imam is a year to sit here and just steig away. Take a look at Johnny. Where's Johnny? Johnny, where's Johnny? I'm saying to steig, right? You hit a steig without any applies. This way, why? If you're not using this year to its fullest, to max out. You know, a lot of people ask questions like, what does God really care if I'm borrowing this from that, I'm yad, the parsha tulin this way, that way, the mezuzah, all the minutiae, all the details. Leonardo da Vinci, do you think he was just in the spirit of things? Or Mozart, Amadeus Mozart, do you think he just did the spirit of music or he did the detail? God wants us to be masterpieces. He wants us to make masterpieces of our neshama. Masterpieces only happen when you work on the detail. The best pros in basketball or any sport, they were steiging from morning to night. Half my neighborhood went pro from the Bronx. Because from morning to night, crack of dawn, till night and beyond night, they're shooting hoops. That's all they did. But that's how you become a pro. You have a year. How many of you called your parents to thank them? No one calls, I'm sorry. How many texted their parents? Anybody here texted their parents? What an awesome. They blew 20 grand minimum just to get here and then leaving out. And it's 30 grand before you turn around, at least, right? How many people texted or called or anything? There are a million ways to message. You know what kind of year opportunity they're giving you? It's amazing. I jotted down a few ideas when I walked in here because your rabbi gave me the look that I want to tell you a story. Rabbi Yosef, the Rav HaRashi, any Sfardim here? No? No Sfardim? Right, so you ever met the Rav HaRashi? No. Rabbi Yosef, Bavad Yosef, Shlita, he was in Russia on a visit. And he got to meet Trump's friend, Putin. He had a meeting with him. And they were discussing Jewish history. Not Jewish history, history in general. And Putin says to him, Rabbi, why is it that throughout history, the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians are gone, Babylonians are gone, Greeks, the Romans are gone, but the Jewish people still exist? So Rabbi Yosef thought it was his turn to answer. He said, Rabbi, I'll tell you why. It's because of the Torah and your rabbis that you're still around. You hear this? Putin says this. He says, send regards to Netanyahu, my friend. Goes back to Netanyahu, sends regards. How do I know the Maisa? I don't know the Maisa. I don't like saying all the stories to him unless I know. He actually spoke to a group of Derech guys. And this, I'm hearing it straight from the rabbi who was there. Right? Rabbi Brickman. And he sends regards and he tells him his vort, Putin's vort, on Ashgacha of Jewish history. So Netanyahu says, takes a guy to figure it out. But you know what? Hitler Yamach Shemo knew that too. Hitler Yamach Shemo, if you look, I'm sure you guys do the whole thing there. He said, the Talmudistin have to be killed first. Talmudistin. Those who learn the Talmud have to be killed first, because they're the lifeblood of the Jewish nation. Hitler understood it, and we don't understand it, unfortunately. The Goyim understand. So Netanyahu says to the Rav HaRashi, he says, you know, there's a minhag prime ministers always have one night a week. They have a chug Tanakh, right? They have a vad with all their buddies. They learn Tanakh. Ma'ase Shoyim. So Rav Yosef shows up. I think it was a Monday night. He says, Shalom Aleichem, where do you live? I live in the old city. Where do you live? Katamon. Where do you live? You all got nothing, he says to them. You're living in stolen property. You stole the land from the Goyim. So they pull out their Tanakhs. Katuv po, asher nishbata le'avoteinu latet lanu, eretz zavat chalav u'davash, the whole thing, the whole 9 yards. He says, really? And then he turns. He says, Zahar et yom ha-shabbat le'kadsho, lo sibat shatnez, gdilim tazel lecha abat kamfot. And he starts listing off all the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yisrael, Bereishis, we're in Reishis, Bereishis, first Rashi. Makatuv. Why doesn't the Torah start with which mitzvah? HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. Strange mitzvah to start with, but it's the first mitzvah to Am Yisrael. Why talk about Briyas HaOlam? So Rashi says, Shem Yomru, if the Goy will tell us, listen Atem, resolution 2, 3, 4, that were Ganovim. What's our only answer? Our only answer is Beishit Bara Alakim Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz. He gave it to whoever he wanted to. That's our only answer. But then they turn around to us and they say, oh yeah? You buy into this? You don't buy into this. That's what he told them. You're buying into the rights to Eretz Yisrael because it says in the Torah? Get real. Is it a real document or not? If you're treating it like that, then it's not real. Then we have no right to Eretz Yisrael. This is what he told them. They never invited him again, you can imagine. I used to live in Brooklyn. And it was a neighbor. It wasn't a totally Jewish neighbor yet. A Gentile woman comes over to my wife and says, I see you cover your hair and you wear modest dress. Why is it that not all the Jewish women in the neighborhood dress like you? So, yeah, you love these questions, right? So, someone give me a watch or something. What's for lunch? It depends what's for lunch.
Pizza?
Pizza rolls, so we got to stop on time, huh? Yeah. So, maybe order in. So she gingerly tries to tell her that, you know, different folks, different strokes, you know. Oh, we got the same thing. I'm a Catholic. We got cafeteria Catholics. You know that Catholics are not allowed to eat meat. The real darker Catholics don't eat meat on Friday. Well, whatever reason, because the church owned fisheries, they wanted to do business, but whatever. She says, I call them cafeteria Catholics. She says, what do you mean? She says, you go into cafeteria, you go with your thing, you say, give me that, no, not that, give me that, give me that. Oh, you have cafeteria Jews too? There's no such thing. There's no such thing of going by. I like that mitzvah, Shabbat, worldwide Shabbat. It's a beautiful thing to get you into it. But if it stops there with only the things that are beautiful and meaningful and pull you. Someone once came to a big Gadol Hador and said, you know, I'm learning and I just don't feel it. I just don't feel it. He says, that's fine. I'm learning 50 years. I don't feel it. We got to do what we got to do. Now, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you know, awesome yeshiva, awesome abeyah. I mean, this is where Gashmius and Ruchnius meets, right here. I mean, it doesn't get better. I've been around. Shalvim Dorm, I have a shiloh, but your mattress is beat it by. forget it. It's like not in the gale. You can't stop picking and choosing in order to get the full gamut and beauty of Yiddishkeit. You got to do the whole program. You can't go on a diet. And they tell you, all right, don't do this, don't do that, and then you shove a couple of francs down. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's a whole plan. I was sitting next to this lady. She's telling me, you know, one of these holistic mind-body people, you know that type? You know, you got to cleanse your blood, you know? You know that type? Energy. She cures cancer and everything, every illness under the sun. But Lamaisa, she's right. Lamaisa, she's right in the sense that it has to be a total mind change. You can't start grabbing everything at the same time and saying, you know, if you don't realize, you know, I understand. There are some, what I would say, life-altering mitzvahs. I remember the first time I came to JC in 1982. All right. Coming out of the mirror. It's not like I grew up in a cloister. I grew up in the Bronx. My best friends were Tommy, Johnny, Dayan. But I come to a Jewish school and they tell me, and I start hearing the hack about being Shomer. Where I come from, either you're Shomer Shabbos or not. Right? I said, what do you mean by Shomer? You know, Shomer Negia. Uh huh. Very interesting. So you decide on which mitzvahs. So I understand. The guy decides, you know, it's kedai to burn because the mice, I'm going to get huge hanah right now. I hear, monster. But why isn't a guy wearing tzitzis? You know the shachar you're going to get? You know how many avadim are going to run after you? Your biggest ball players, basketball players, are going to run after you because you're a rock star, because you wore tzitzis. If you don't believe in that, you're a kofir. So why are you wearing tzitzis? That's a lack of emunah, Pasha. If a guy says Lashon Hara, Nivel Pesh, not Shomer, I hear. All right, what can you do? Flesh is weak. But the mitzvahs that push it, Zman Kriyashim. You know, Shnayim Mikra Vechatargim, Marichim Lo Yomav Ushnosa. Who doesn't want to live long? Guys. How many guys know Asher Yotzer Al Michi by heart? If you don't know by heart, either you're mentally ill, well, you don't say it. Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do that? A guy speaks in the middle of davening. Are you out of your mind? What's your answer to God for that? You got it. It's really a Gemara, what I'm saying. Gemara Menachos. Gemara says that if a guy doesn't put white on his beged, white sitzes, oh, that's a terrible thing, but because it's all available. Blue was hard to get even back then. A year, you don't want to spend the money, you know, on the blue. But the white? You're going to put yourself cleaning in the next world. And that can just go up to 400. Self-clean. What do you mean, sugar? Sugar and cup. Are you nuts? I hear there are veras that I could die. I hear that. I'm asking, we'll talk about it with your rabbin, but why isn't a guy wearing tzitzis? Why isn't a guy wearing a yarmulke all the time? Why isn't a guy... Those are theirs. They're not going to change your life. Shabbos. I mean, come on. Shabbos. You can't keep Shabbos, God the Nimmo. You can't keep Shabbos. The guy doesn't do this. It's like, that means you don't believe. You don't believe. It's not a shell of taiva. It's a shell of emuna. And you know what the source of it is? You don't believe in yourselves. That's the real yourself. Most of us think, I'm going to make a difference anyway. You got to be kidding. That's a chilek. You have all these Talmidei Chacham floating around this country, 50,000, right? Shas Yidden. Ah, what's going on? I mean, it's humbling. So I'm going to make a difference in race. Yeah, you're going to make a difference. You're going to make a huge difference, because if you don't watch this thing, it's worth more than a few mesechtes. What do I know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shokel, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank God, he's in control, not us. The way he weighs things, he weighs based on the Funk Zaraka, how difficult it is. If you believe that you make a difference, the Tzidkas HaTzadik says, Kishem Shechayev Lahamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after that, Chayev Lahamim Ba'atzma. You have to believe in yourselves. If you don't believe in yourself that you make a difference, then well, what's the chilek? I make my kriyishma, then make the kriyishma. Sunday, guys don't wear tefillin. I said to the guy, Shige, are you crazy? He says, What do you mean? Dominic takes them off. I said, Wait, put on your tefillin, take them off. You know what kind of clawless the Gemara says, kind of gehenim you get for not putting on tefillin? Shemirachim. Very old man. You know, it says by Yosef what really kept him from the chet, right? The chet with Eishes Potiphar. And the Torah is the straightest thing that there is out there. One of the biggest proofs to the veracity of the Torah is the fact there's no other religion in the world that critiques its heroes. I don't know of another religion that critiques its heroes. Moshe Rabbeinu's critique, Yosef's critique, everyone's critiqued. Everyone. You ever heard of such a thing? What that Muhammad, they say he was smoking stuff and that's how he came up with his religion. No. They don't say it. Do the Mormons say anything? Michigan found it. It's wild. And what does it say by Yosef? That what? He saw the Muzdiyokin of his father and he pulled back. What does that mean? It means, you know that Yosef looked like his father, right? He saw what he could be. He could be his father. And for this ridiculous maisa, he's going to lose that godless? That's how we have to look at things. Everyone has to work with that. That the worst thing, Rav Kubrin used to say that the worst thing is, biggest chet is you forget that you come from royalty. You come from royalty. B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, the Yaakov, where you come from. How do I do this? If you believe that you made a difference, that the world is waiting for you to learn another Rashi. I saw guys working and guys working, schwitzing. You know, now you know, in high school, it's like, you know, like I told a guy I was walking. I said, be careful, he's texting while he's walking, you may fall down and break your phone. It used to be, you tell, okay, you may fall down. No. I'm waiting for the day under the chuppah. Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Mazel tov. You know, in the Olam Shteigen, and you're going back to basics, I see. The Olam, that's where it starts from. And the Olam's, and you could catch up here. That's the big milah. You could catch up, and guys catch up and steigen like crazy. Doesn't matter that you're behind now and you cannot, don't know which side of the page is Tosfos or Rashi. It doesn't matter. I've seen guys, mom, steigen like crazy today. Awesome. I told the guys the other day, if I thought this was the end of the road, that's all you're going to be, I don't know if I could come in and teach. But I don't see you. I see on my trips what you're going to be. This trip is chizuk for me, because when I go back, I don't care what you're doing now. I know what you're going to be. I know what you're going to be. You're going to be who you could truly be. Do you guys know who you truly, your image of who you're going to be? Who's your demus diyoken? Who is the image of who you're going to be like? You hold that up, and you'll become big. That's what it's all about. In basketball, they worship the basketball here. In my days, Dave DeBuscher, you know, a couple of things. Today it's like the guy steigen. I mean, it's a joke if you watch the old footage, right? What guys could do now, they're like, it's like, they're like 6 feet above the basket. One last word. My Rabbi Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zichron Levracha, Rashiva the Mir, Zichron Tzav, Kodesh Levracha, I'm sure you've heard of him. Anyone heard of him? Sichas Musa. So I heard this from him directly. You would think there would be, I want to tell you a mashal, a Godol Hador. I mean, not Stam, it is ridiculous. I can't even describe it to you. I used to go there and I'd try to look up where the tshuva he was looking at, the page. Every time I looked it up, it wasn't there. Turned out, I realized he was just flipping pages to make it look like he doesn't know it by heart. So you couldn't look at the page he was looking at, because he didn't bother to find the right page. But he didn't want you to think that he knows it by heart. So he would go like this, oh, and every time it wasn't there. So in this week's parsha, it's brought down that the burial of Yaakov was delayed. Anyone know the story? Why it was delayed? What happened? Anybody? Who's talking? Thank you. Chushim ben Dan. What's the story with Chushim ben Dan? He heard this whole controversy. Esau says it's mine. But he didn't hear. Chushim was deaf. So I don't know what sign language, Egyptian sign language, and they told him what's going on. Chutzpah took out him. And Esau's head got knocked off. And that was it. The deaf guy got all riled up, and everyone else, Teretz's guys, once you have the conversation, you get sucked into it slowly. And once you get sucked in, you don't react. Chushim, who wasn't hearing the conversation, finally told him what's going on. When you hear for the first time without the conversation, without getting sucked into the back and forth, are you crazy? We get caught up with the world, with the chatter. We think, oh, maybe there's something out there. There's not. Yeah, not. You got to be Chushim ben Dan and get the chatter out of your brain and see the emes for what it is and steig away and Yitzhak Hashem, use every second of this year. And thank your parents. Thank your Rabbein. I go around thanking Rabbein wherever I go, because I said, I don't know if parents call you to thank you. Well, they're paid to do it. Why should we thank them, right? Yeah. Anyway, guys, nice meeting you. Looks like an awesome guy. I came here Tuesday night. I was rocking. Kavul Chayma by day. And you should have a very successful year. Shtai, guys.